Sanchez. Pogba 2-2! In a flash, the scene has changed! Shades of red on this blue-blue day!
Nani. Rooney!
It's Colin and Matt back with the Busby Babe podcast.
Yep.
And it's been a pretty slow summer so far.
Man, alright. I know we just talked about this, but I didn't talk about it to you guys. So, voice of my frustrations. I don't understand why Real Madrid can get a deal done for Eden Hazard when Chelsea doesn't... They have a transfer ban, so they can't bring anybody in. And they still got Eden Hazard to come to Real Madrid. That's how business is done. That's what we need to be doing.
Not caring about money.
Yeah. You have to spend money to earn money. I'm tired. I don't know if it's Ed or the Glazers or a combination of both. But spend the bloody money. Like, spend money, dude. I'm not saying go out there and spend all the money on Griezmann. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that. I'm not saying, like, big money signings. I'm not saying spend £100 million on certain players. Now, granted, I do think we need to do that.
If you're lowballing on a center back and, you know,
I mean, DeLitt,
you're offering 40, yeah. They want 50,
oh,
then spend
far.
50.
Yeah,
know?
Exactly. Like, DeLitt, Koulibaly, like, they obviously are going to require that much money. If the player is worth it, then you spend that money. But yeah. Daniel James, great business. I think I saw $15 million.
Yeah, so it's...
I also saw one that was $19 million. I don't know if
the
that's...
deal is reported at around £15 million with incentives possibly going up to $20 million.
But that's great.
Yeah.
It's like an earning his spot role.
He can play anywhere along the front three. Mostly
yeah.
Plays winger. And was third or fourth in the championship in assists last season. He led Swansea in assists
yeah.
last season. So.
Yeah, I mean, and the kid is just... Like, I rewound, like, all of the videos that I was watching just against the ones against City. And he's just... The kid is so fast.
Yeah.
But... I mean, I really want Juan Bissaka because his defensive duties, and he's not even the best crosser, but you know what? Like, if we don't have to worry about anybody on the left side coming in, like, have you seen him play against Mane?
Yeah, like, that's kind of the thing about
like,
him.
That dude
is
fast as hell, and he still handled that stuff.
That's kind of the thing about his price, though, is that Juan Bissaka is not kind of the modern-age fullback where he's not going to offer you a lot attacking-wise. But as a defender, he's locked down. You
know, yeah.
There's nobody that gets past.
And we just need one of those because we don't have either right now.
Yeah.
Like, Dalot,
that's a good
I will say Dalot in a couple years is going to be fantastic. But we have to have a full squad. Like, we saw what happened when our
we
squad
we can't rely on just potential for Dalot because we saw how weak he was defensively.
Yeah.
Like, he's basically a right midfielder.
Yeah, exactly. And I do think that right back is lower on the priority list. I think center back is number one.
Yeah.
Now that we have Daniel James, I don't think we'll get another attacker.
Mm-hmm.
That's just... And I say attacker, like
it's just
a front three guy.
It's not a major need if you look at the people we already have. I think
yeah, exactly, yeah.
If the rumors about Lukaku is... The story of Lukaku going to Inter is kind of the rumor that's going around
mm-hmm.
the last couple days. If that is true and Lukaku does leave, maybe bring in another number nine type player who can play at center forward.
See, I don't even think we need any forward players. Daniel James is like a perfect buy because we've got Greenwood, Chong, and Gomez up at the plate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I know that they're young. I trust Mason Greenwood to do well over anybody else. But, and I know we're going to go with that, but...
Yeah.
I also don't... I actually don't think Lukaku leaves.
Yeah.
Like, I think that's one of the deals that gets, like, kind of swept under the rug, and he's one of those players that it just doesn't get through because we're working on other stuff, at least hopefully. So, I don't know. There's other priorities. I think that we need a center back and midfield players before we need more forward players.
Yeah.
Do you want to go ahead and do the polls then?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so you, the listeners slash readers of the Busby Babe, voted in the transfer polls near the end of May. It closed on June 1st, so we're going to go through the results and kind of react to it. The first one, or the first couple, were about the defense. We asked which defensive position is a more pressing need for Manchester United this summer. 70% of the voters said center back, 28% said right back, 2% said left back. I threw that in there just for, you know, the balance of all the defensive positions, but Luke Shaw, player of the year, whatever, he's fine. We can live with him as left back. As we were talking about, center back, a really big need. Since our last episode, the Matthijs de Ligt rumor mill has gone around about three times.
Everywhere, man.
Barcelona, Man United, PSG all went through their cycle of, he's going there. No, he's not. But it definitely seems like United are looking at center backs. De Ligt and Harry Maguire, both big names thrown around this week, would probably cost £60 million.
I mean, I'd be Maguire. Cool either. Yeah. I'm just getting nervous that the business is going to come at all.
Yeah.
You know, and
Ole Gunnar Solskjaer set that
his unofficial date's beginning of July 3rd. Yeah. So I mean, which is crazy because, I read somewhere that, I know Ander Herrera can't officially declare himself a PSG player until July the 1st.
Yeah, that's when the transfer window technically opens, but you can agree to sign with a club before then.
But I think in his contract he's not allowed to say anything until then. Otherwise he would have already.
I think he's officially not a Man United player anymore.
No, I know, I understand that, but
his contract a few days ago.
Terminated?
Yeah, well, not really terminated, but just ran up when June began, I think.
Okay, I thought it was all right. Well, either way, there's some people's contracts where they can't get out of them until July.
Yeah.
And that puts me on edge.
Juan Mata is one of those guys. Yeah. He's still in contract talks. Veteran, leadership experience, definitely not a starter anymore, though.
I like Juan Mata, and if we're keeping him around for a player coaching role, I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
Because I don't want him to go just because he's not good anymore.
Yeah.
Now, he's not great anymore. He's lost pace. He can still... He's just so smart. Because you got to think, the guy never had blistering pace, right? Like, he was always a finesse passer. And that is always going to help when you have him around.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, I guess back to transfers.
Yeah, so the next one on right backs, which player would you prefer of the ones that we were linked with? So I just chose three names that at the time where we were linked with. 69%, nice. Said Aaron Wan-Bissaka. 14% say Thomas Meunier from PSG. 12% say João Cancelo. And 5% said other. João Cancelo kind of looks like he's staying at Juve now. Meunier is still definitely a possibility.
I
kind of
thought that he would stay anyways.
Yeah, why would he? He's got Ronaldo saying he wants him. So
yeah, exactly.
Wan-Bissaka is kind of the name that it seems like we're closest to signing next.
See, the difficulty about also getting him from the Premier League is you don't want to make your opponents better. Not like Palace is super competing with us, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, if we offer £50 million, they'd probably take it.
I think they want more. We're Man United. They want more money.
Yeah, but £50 million for a right back is...
I think Edward Woodward and Levy hang out too much, so he's like, oh, you don't like to spend money? Oh, yeah,
me
neither, bro.
I guarantee they don't hang out at all.
No, you're exactly right, but... They go to the same seminars, Colin,
It's how to manage a club into the ground. Daniel Levy actually does not go to those.
I was going to say, how to not buy people. Yeah?
How to say no to your manager.
And this has been the short segment on the Busby Bay podcast. All right, anyway, sorry, my bad.
Next one. How many new center backs do Manchester United need? 55% of the voters said 2, 40% said 1, 5% said 3 or more.
Okay, so what do you think?
I kind of think 2.
See, I was thinking 2.
Sell Rojo and one of Smalling or Jones.
I think Jones. Keep Smalling.
I know.
Well, I mean, Smalling also offers something off of set pieces. Like, he scored some goals
that way. Yeah, he's kind of weird about that.
Yeah, no, I don't know. It's not even, like, skill. He's just there at the right time.
He's pretty good at volleying. I don't understand how. But,
yeah, I don't know either. But I agree with that, but I'm just worried that we'll get one in at this point. So, I'm okay with just getting one. I mean, if I had the dream, like, if it was, you know, everybody I wanted, like, 2 center backs would be great. Right back would be great. Backup left back would be great. 2 midfield players would be great. But that shit ain't gonna happen, bro. That's not gonna happen, and it makes me mad.
Maybe 4 players, I think.
Yeah, and maybe 2 out, if you include Ander Herrera.
Yeah, if you look at our record of selling players, it's not great.
I was gonna say, well, would we include Valencia?
Like, the last couple of years of, like, letting players go and selling them is... It's not really people we're turning a profit on.
Well, it's hard because you can't... It's a lot of business to do, but that's also why Ed Woodward's got his hands full and he needs help in more than one kind of way. But I'm just worried about, like, even if we do get people, getting people out.
Yeah.
Like there's been no talks about Darmian. You know what'd be great is we got rid of the guy tomorrow.
It was actually linked with a move away this week. I think it was Torino, the club he came from.
Man, I'll believe that shit when I see it.
Yeah. I mean, they'd probably only sell him for like £2 million at this point. Which to us is a lot of money, but...
Yeah.
All right, so which rumored center back should be prioritized? 46% of you said Matthijs de Ligt. 42% said Kalidou Koulibaly. And 11% said Harry Maguire, and 2% said other. And I'll get to the comments in a little bit, so we'll fill in the other names. But this one wasn't much of a surprise. The Koulibaly talk has died down a lot since the beginning of the summer.
Yeah. It was really big during the season.
Yeah.
And towards the end of the season, it was huge. Especially. I think that the De Ligt stuff has just taken all the light from it.
Yeah, that's... Yeah.
But to be honest, if you could get either of them, you get De Ligt.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
19-year-old. 19 years old. Already captain.
All right, so he played against England, right? And
he changed the game.
He gave up that penalty against Rashford, and he put his head down, and he said, I'm not doing that shit anymore. We need a guy like that. A defensive leader at the back. Dude, him against Lindelof, partnered with Lindelof. Sorry, the stutter. But, God, man, that's... That'd be awesome.
He seems like the ideal partner for Lindelof as well, because he kind of brings that physicality that Lindelof has lacked at times this past season, as well as just being a smart defender.
Yeah. Lindelof's just there at the right time.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, is like Rio and Vidic.
Yeah.
So, I mean...
And, I mean, it's not that he's not that physical either, but if you put him up against, like, you know, a typical strong center forward... You know, he's going to have to use his wits rather than his strength. So the next one, concerning the midfield, how many new midfielders do Manchester United need? 65% said 2 new midfielders, 25% said 3 or more, and 10% said 1. This is kind of, I think, acting under the suspicion that Paul Pogba might leave was when this question was made.
Still up in the air, but that's a lot of money, and I don't think that
I think
anybody...
even if Pogba stays, I would want 2 midfielders, at least.
Yeah.
One, just because Ander Herrera is leaving.
Yeah.
We're going to need somebody to fill in there, but...
Minimum 2.
We definitely need a number 6 who can step over...
That's why I think Fernandez, and then...
Eric Dier.
No. Well, maybe. But that's not going to happen.
He's faster than Nemanja Matić.
You're not wrong, but that's not going to happen.
But I'm faster than Nemanja
Matić. Yeah. So. My cat's faster. Well, I mean, I don't know.
Well,
he's pretty quick anyway.
Cat's pretty fast.
Yeah. Anyways, I wouldn't be opposed to Rabiot. Like,
yeah, it's kind of weird because it seems like he might go back to PSG now.
Yeah, I don't know. Because free transfers are cool. You know, like, that's the thing.
Well, when
like,
there's Latin, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean...
Rabiot's 23, 24, something like that. So yeah. You'd be investing in somebody who could play for you for the next 5-6 years, ideally.
Yeah.
But the reason he's leaving PSG is because they don't want to pay him a new contract, massive wages. And, I mean, if we didn't want to pay Ander Herrera big wages, I don't think Ander Herrera is worse than Rabiot. You know,
I agree with that.
I think Ander Herrera is more worth that money than Adrian Rabiot.
Maybe. Oh yeah, 100%. But man, I'm just so damn sad about Ander Herrera, dude.
Speaking of Rabiot, though, which rumored midfielder should be prioritized? Bruno Fernandes, not really a surprise, was number one of the people we've been linked with. That seems like it could be a possibility. 25% say Ruben Neves. I don't know how you pronounce his last name. Yeah, I've heard it pronounced that way.
Nibs?
Yeah, Neves.
Neves?
Yeah. Not Nibs.
Well,
Ruben Nibbles.
Well, you don't know.
25% Ruben Neves. 16% Christian Eriksen. I expected that to be higher.
I just don't think it's, like...
Doable.
Doable.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want
Tottenham
him
would rather sell him to Real Madrid than Manchester United.
Yeah, 100%.
Telling
you, dude, that Berbatov deal... 100% worth it, though. 100% worth it.
Was it, though?
Berbatov deal?
I mean, he was here for 3 productive years. Only really two productive years. Because it was the year he signed, he was pretty good. And then he kind of fell off a bit. And then he had a really good year in 10-11.
I mean, it was just fun to watch.
So, yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
And we won trophies.
Yeah, exactly. So, worth it.
11% Adrian Rabiot, and 7% said other, and then 6% Idrissa Gana Gueye from Everton. So, the only player lower in percentage than the other selection in any of these. Next was, how many new attackers do Man United need? 51% said 1, 46% said 2, 4% said 3 or more. I think 1 is about right. I think Daniel James probably fills all our needs right now. Someone who can play on the right.
Yeah, and I don't think he'll start, though.
No.
Like, 2 if we could get Jadon Sancho, but that looks like it's water under the bridge, so...
Yeah. He's only...
Not yet. Like,
he's only been at Dortmund for a year and a half. Or 2 seasons, I think, technically.
But they just got him... That's what we were discussing that one... I don't know if it was the last podcast or just you and I talking, but he... got a new contract, and I think that's why he's only been a year on that new contract.
Yeah, they probably locked him down so that his buyout would be
massive. Buyout's gonna be stupid. I mean, give it 2 years. I mean, maybe even next year, you know? Yeah. Like, I'm telling you, we get Champions League football, we get Jadon Sancho.
Yeah. Well, speaking of Jadon Sancho, 66% of the voters said that he should be prioritized.
Well,
as an attacker.
Because he's freaking good.
20% say Nicolas Pepe. I think rumors around him have kind of died down. I'm not actually sure where he's going to go. I think Bayern Munich were interested in him at one point.
I don't know, dude.
Rumors
get annoying. I just want action.
Yeah.
Like.
11% Daniel James got him. 4% said other. And then in other forwards, like center forwards.
I think most people's worry with Daniel James is that he just didn't play for a bigger club.
Yeah, but when you play as much as he did at 20 years old in the championship and played as well as he did, it's obvious he needs to move up.
Yeah.
In quality.
And I don't think he'll be a starter. If he's not a starter, then I'm okay with that. I just want him to do well.
And I think another right winger, just for the sake of depth, would be perfect.
Also, him coming off the bench, that's scary as shit.
Yeah, like coming on at 70 minutes.
Yeah, dude. Like, that kid is so fast. Especially after running out of Rashford and Martial.
Yeah.
Good freaking luck, dude.
Hey, we could just sign David Beckham. Have him play on the right wing for the first 45 minutes.
Stop.
Yeah, he looked good in the... He played the full 90 in the treble game. So.
Did I show you that?
Yeah, I saw it. Okay. 42% for center forward is Paulo Dybala. That one's kind of weird, because it definitely seems like Juventus would be willing to get rid of him. But I'm not sure how in the mix we are. And also
there's
how much...
There's not really a whole lot of...
How much of a fit he would be, too.
Dude, I don't know what it is, but, like, United aren't just as glamorous of a club to go to anymore, it seems like.
Well, we're not in the Champions League.
Well, last couple years it hadn't been, like, that way, with the exception of the Champions League.
Yeah,
like,
we've
it's
been through, like, four different managers now, though.
Yeah.
In the past 5-6 years.
Oh, I know. But that's also got to do with money. Like, you know, they don't want to spend money. It's a trend, dude.
Well, they want to spend money to fire David Moyes, which, you know, money well spent.
Hell yeah.
37%, Joao Felix. I like him. He can also play anywhere on the front three.
Yeah.
Ronaldo mold type player.
Yeah.
He likes when...
We, like, used all of our stuff on our midfield and defensive.
Yeah.
I don't have much for
I thought it was funny when he said that women were sending him naked pictures after he scored that hat trick for Benfica.
Did he really?
Yeah. Some reporter asked him, like, do you feel like you're more famous now? He's like, yeah, women send me naked pictures of themselves.
What a baller.
Yeah. 11% said other. 10% said Richarlison. Oh, so Idrissa Gueye, not alone there. The two Everton players are below other in the Busby Babe transport polls. Let's see.
Not even the first guy I kind of think of that we want.
Ricardo Pereira was a name that was thrown around in the comments. The Leicester right back, who had a really good season this year, would probably also cost a lot of money considering how much they're asking. And then somebody said Tuanzebe should just be a first teamer next year at center back or right back because he can play both positions. Had a really good season with Aston Villa when they earned promotion to the Premier League, so I would expect maybe Ole keeps him around.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Somebody said, what happened to Fosu Mensah? Well, he's been out on loan twice and played really poorly in both times.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be cut.
Let's see.
Dude, I actually want Ndidi because I feel like for the price, that's like a value pick.
Yeah.
Right? Like, we can get another anchor guy, and we could probably get him for, like, 40 million pounds.
Yeah, you'd expect you could probably get him for 40, but I don't know. The way that Leicester are trying to upcharge. Plus, Ndidi's only, like, 22. So they'd probably want to charge more since he has potential. There's a lot of argument.
But you know what? We have the money.
Supposedly.
Yeah, supposedly.
Somewhere.
We get Ndidi and Ndidi and Bruno Fernandes? Plus Dalit and James? Even if we don't get rid of anybody, I'm not mad.
Yeah. Max Aarons, who's the right back for Norwich, we've been kind of linked with him as a backup to Wan-Bissaka, and we're quoted at like £15 million for him.
Hmm.
Had a really good season with Norwich. They finished first in the championship and got promoted to the Premier League.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot of conversation about Wan-Bissaka in here. And about whether we should keep Dello.
The dude's a freak.
Yeah.
Like, he's got moves to go forward as well, which I really like. It's just getting his crossing.
Yeah.
I think that's the only thing Wan-Bissaka being the finished article is his crossing. And he's got accurate crosses. It's just he doesn't... At Crystal Palace, he doesn't have guys to put him away, so, like, his conversion rate for
other
the crosses is shit. It's terrible, but...
Koulibaly. Oh, Hakim Ziyech, the Ajax central midfielder.
Dude, I don't know what it is. They want, like, we're being linked with, like, the entire Ajax team. Like, I saw, just before we left, I saw...
Donny van de Beek.
Yeah.
I would love that. He's pretty young, too. He's 22. And noticeably, in the England game, they were down 1-0, I think, when he came on. De Ligt scored, and then they just controlled the midfield from then on. That was partially because of Van de Beek, because he played so well in midfield there.
Man, I tell you what, we keep going back to De Ligt, but like the guy's just a winner. Like, God, I just
he
love
wants
that.
It.
Yeah, I love that.
Diogo Jota, the winger from winger slash forward at Wolves.
Yeah.
I think he definitely deserves a move up, but I don't know. Because he's always played in that kind of counterattacking system that Wolves plays.
Mm-hmm.
I think they got him from Atletico. So he's definitely got it. Like, he's been noticed before. Okay, now they're just ranting about Jones and Smalling putting Dumb and Dumber posts.
I've seen those, and they're so funny. Except I read them on Twitter, and they were never ending. It was awesome.
people talking about how funny it is that nobody wants Gareth Bale.
Which that's hilarious.
I actually think it's kind of sad. Because, like, I mean, he's still a good player, but also, like, it's almost like Real Madrid has killed the joy of football for him.
Yeah, that is true.
He's reportedly considering just quitting. It's like fans have just been awful to him.
Well, Real Madrid fans are heartless, dude.
Yeah.
Like,
they booed Cristiano Ronaldo.
They're shitty, man. Like, that's why, like, I don't... When the whole Pogba thing came up, I'm pretty sure I talked about this before, but when they're sitting here talking about, like, oh, I don't feel loved at United, I want to go to Real Madrid, I was... Dude, wake the fuck up. Fans literally boo Ronaldo, who is the best player that has played for them.
Do you know how spoiled they are? The Eden Hazard reveal at the Bernabeu today.
They're chanting, we want Mbappe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, God, I hate that.
Yeah.
It's like, because also, like, our fans have
That's why I'm not upset about us getting Galacticos. Like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like.
Well, I would never be upset if a major player chose us over someone else.
I mean,
but.
Yeah, but that's why I'm so obsessed with Delit. Because if he came to us, it'd be because
he wants the challenge.
He wants the challenge, exactly. And we pay him a shit ton of money. But but I mean,
probably that part being is like 50-50 with.
Yeah, exactly.
That he wants the challenge.
But I mean, like, we're not a heartless club. Right now, we're just a dumb club. Like we're just not spending well. We're not, like... I think that Ole can pull it out, but he's gotta have business. And I think it'll happen. I think we're just impatient. Like...
Yeah.
Like, I... And I'm also saying that because I want to believe.
Yeah, and I mean, if you look at our past, it's... We're just bad at it in general.
Well, whenever we do get into the Europa League, we did spend money. So... Yeah.
And our best transfer window, arguably, since Sir Alex, actually I would say definitely the best one, when we got Mkhitaryan, Pogba, Zlatan, Bailly. Zlatan, Bailly, and Mkhitaryan were all done, like, in the beginning of July.
Yeah.
Like, end of June, beginning of July.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we were in the...
Bailly and Mkhitaryan, I want to say, happened in, like, the same week.
Yeah.
Like, I want to say Bailly.
It was before the window even opened.
Yeah, we got him on, like, a Thursday or something, and then we got Mickey on, like, the midweek, I think. Or maybe even it was that next Friday, but it was within, like, a week and a half or so.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I think it'll happen. I think it's just very difficult for us because we're Manchester United fans and we're so proud of our club. We're very impatient on our way to greatness. We've been spoiled. Sir Alex spoiled us really bad, but I guess that's a good problem. We just gotta spend the money.
Yeah.
Period. Like, it's just gotta happen.
Ed, if you're listening, just fucking do it.
Spend the money, dude. Spend the money.
Sorry,
please.
I used up our one F bomb.
Oh, we're now rated R. That's two. Nah, dude. But I think we just have to be patient. That's it. It's really hard.
All right.
But what else you got, Colin?
That's about it. We've got our new writer, Francisco Valladares, who also does his own artwork for his pieces. Some really cool graphic designs. And he did the graphic design for the Rooney Rewind podcast.
It's super dope.
Yeah. He had a piece a while ago on building around Paul Pogba to try and, you know, cancel out the noise about trying to get rid of him and why it's ridiculous to give up on it now just because we'll get £150 million out of it. I'm going to try and get him to have a conversation with us about that And I'm also going to try and get Vince Yan on to talk about why she wants to keep Lukaku. So
okay, so let me ask you this, because I didn't really get, I forgot to ask you. Do you think that Pogba is low-key holding up some other deals?
Holding up?
Yeah.
I mean,
do you think he's worried about losing Pogba maybe at some point in the transfer window, and that's why deals are slower to be made? And maybe even Lukaku adds to the fire? Maybe.
If he is, then Ed Woodward is horrible at his job, because we need...
Well, duh!
We need someone in that position anyway, you know?
For sure.
We need somebody to play with him anyway, so if he's holding up, maybe it would just be to get more funds for it, but I don't know why you would operate under the assumption that you're going to lose your best player.
See, here's the thing for me, is that people want to get rid of Pogba, but people also want to win trophies, and soon. Paul Pogba is our best way for trophies right now. Whether people want to admit that or not, you can take that opinion and shove it up your butt.
Yeah.
Because guess what? You don't have Pogba, we have to completely rebuild the midfield. Who's he going to put in midfield? Pereira, Matic, and Fred? No thanks. Like, you know, like, I like Fred and Pereira within moderation, but what people have to realize is that Paul Pogba's one guy. People blame all of this on Paul Pogba, and it's not fair to him. There's so many other things going on.
He was our best outfield player this season.
By far. Yeah. Like, you can't blame him for it. Now, if he does it when he does have help and we have, like, a really flowing midfield, be mad then.
Yeah.
But it hasn't happened, all right? Like, you got to think, this season has been like a hangover. He still had to deal with Mourinho, who was calling him a virus, publicly chastising him. You know, like, it's not been a good season for him. People forget that football players are people.
Yeah.
That is the biggest thing, is that they are people, right? They can't have bad spells. They are in bad moods.
But every time we have a good spell, it's because of him.
Yeah, exactly. And then people seem to forget when it goes out the window. We were tired. With preseason, he just needs help, and he'll be back.
They're ignorant.
Nah, but I really think that people just need to be patient with Pogba, and I know people feel like they had, but that's my bit about it. Sorry, that's my rant for the day.
I think that's a perfect way to end this.
All right. Well, we see you guys next time.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be recording a bit more frequently. We felt it was okay to take a bit of a break since nothing was happening.
Yeah. So, I mean, we got to talk about Daniel James. Hopefully, whenever we do get a transfer, if we get a transfer, we'll try to record as soon as we can after that.
Yeah.
I mean,
we talked about James a little bit, but
there's not too much to talk about besides the fact that he's fast as shit.
I don't see it as a move as us settling. I definitely think that that's the kind of move that Sir Alex would have made.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's the kind of player that we would have identified and tried to bring
Which
up.
Which I love, because it's a developing buy, and we haven't had one of those in a while.
The last time we bought a British player who was under 22 was Luke Shaw.
Wow.
That was in 2014. It's 2014. Sorry. That was a fun journey between those 2 years that were awful. Anyway.
I really just wanted to hear what else you had to say. 13? 14. 13.
12.
11. 10. See you guys later.